I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Here we go to North Carolina, where old Bert's sitting in his house last Wednesday morning. He's having his coffee when he hears something from the in-ground pool outside. And it sounded like something going into the pool. So Bert looks out the window, doesn't see anything, he goes outside. And he pulls the cover off the pool. And there it is. Yeah, he heard something all right. Staring right back at him in his swimming pool is a cow. he's got a cow in his. Now, what do you do there? I mean, you got a cow in your swimming pool. What are you going to do? Who do you call? Well, Bert called animal control. And so animal control comes out, and a team managed to lasso the cow and pull the cow from the pool. They think it was in there for, you know, when all was said and done, it spent a couple hours in the pool. Police believe the cow was grazing and just walked across the pool cover thinking it was solid.
He lucky he didn't get, like, tangled up in that pool cover and drowned or something.
Right.
But when they got to, can I get a Mai Tai and another towel? Thank you. Wedding set to go down in Egypt, and the Egyptian groom did not get to the wedding night from something that happened at the bachelorette party, or the bachelor party, John. 28-year-old Osman Al-Sayed was rushed to the hospital after one of his buddies wanted to blast off some celebratory gunshots to celebrate the upcoming nuptials and the party and all that. But instead of shooting upwards into the air, he shot down at the ground. The bullets ricocheted, hit the bachelor in the testicles, the thigh, and the hand. They say one of the worst things to the low bar set for a bachelor party, indeed. They say the 26-year-old didn't really know how to handle the guns. And obviously, he just bang all over the place. Hits the guy right in the worst possible spot. The soon-to-be-married man was taken to the hospital. It says here in the story, John, it's not known if the wounded man's bride still plans to marry him.
She may back out of this thing now.
Or whether his organ will ever be fully functional again. If you did this while expressing your happiness, what would you have done if you were angry or upset, said one of the other guys.
Did he mean to fire it in the air, or did he think, you know, it might be safer if I fire it into the ground?
They haven't got to asking him that part yet.
Yeah, I've heard all those stories about how when you fire it up in the air, it's got to come
down.
Up,
it's got to come down.
So I figure I'll just fire it into the ground. Yeah. Okay, our last story comes to us from Portland, Maine. Election day on Tuesday, and they got a different deal than us there. You know, we just mail in our ballots here. You go to the polls there in Portland, Maine, and today, nearly a week later, they're looking to return something that somebody left in one of the polling booths there in Portland, Maine. Somebody came in there and did their business and did their voting in the booth and left their teeth behind. An election clerk found the false teeth in the auditorium there and inside one of the polling stations.
Incisors, one of the polling stations.
The dentures are now in a plastic bag in the city's clerk's office there in the Portland City Hall. They're hanging on to them there. They're not sure, you know, who it was. The city council race, they had city council races to vote on, a school rebuilding project, a state Medicaid expansion drive. Maybe that was it that brought the old person in, and a bunch of other issues on Tuesday. It's been a while since I've voted in person and been inside one of those polling stations there, but I'm pretty sure you pull the lever with your hand is how you do it.
I can't believe it's news.
I think you use your mouth at all, but anyway, so that's out there. That's up for grabs, a set of some dentures.